Welcome to the Jewels and Gems podcast. My name is Silvana and I will be your host. In this podcast, we will be discussing all things crystal healing, holistic wellness, modern spirituality, and so much more. Thank you so much for joining me and I can't wait to see you in the show. Hi guys, I hope that you're very well. I am back for a new episode on the podcast. And today we are going to talk about, obviously you've seen it in the title, it's going to be all about Leo season. How exciting, we are out of Cancer season, now Leo season has just started. And I really want to touch on what is it that you have, what you should know about Leo season, whether you are a Leo or not. I think that each zodiacal season has a lot to bring to us all, and it can teach us a lot of different lessons. And this is what we're going to talk about today. So we're going to touch on the energy of Leo season. What is Leo season inviting all of us to harness and work with? And we'll talk about maybe some crystals that are great to work with during Leo season. And all kinds of practices that you can put into place during this time to make the most out of it. So I'm very excited. Let's just go back to basics before we dive in too deep. If you're new, I really want this to be accessible and easy for you to understand. And first of all, I would like to say that I like to talk about archetypes. I'm not the type to talk about a sign, as in, if you are a Scorpio, then this is you. I don't like that. It's too fatalistic. It's too narrow-minded. That is not my jam. As an empowering astrologer, I am here to tell you that this is an archetype that you're invited. For example, if you have a Leo sun, a Leo moon, a Leo rising, or a lot of Leo planets in your chart, I like to say that this is an energy you're invited to harness during this lifetime. And if you do not have any Leo placement like me, for example, I do not have any planets in Leo, that is okay. I'm going to show you today how you can also make the most out of this time. But let's first go back to basics. Let's talk about Leo as an archetype. What is Leo energy about? So Leo is connected deeply with the energy of the sun, so very much that solar, bright, very much about, very about being seen. The sun is being seen. The sun is at the center of everything. The sun is the luminary that life revolves around. You know, if there is no sun, there is no life. I just want to go back to those basics. The sun is at the center of everything, and we revolve around the sun, and our lives revolve around it, whether we actually realize it or not. And I think this is the really cool part about it. Well, Leo season and Leo energy, the Leo archetype, is very similar that way. If I was to give you an image for you to visualize what the Leo archetype represents, I would say to you, visualize a singer who has found his or her voice and now is finally starting to take pleasure singing in front of a crowd that is deeply in love and admiring that singer. That is a bit of that Leo energy in a nutshell. But I think what's really interesting to point out is Leo is a fire sign, yes, but it's also a fixed sign. So in astrology, we have elements. So fire, air, earth, and water. But we also have modes. So there's three modes. And Leo falls into the second one, which is fixed. The mode is here to indicate how is that sign going to act on a regular basis? What is its way of moving around? Fixed energy, as you can tell, is very much so about being steady, being slow but steady, getting through things and seeing them through. We have obviously the zodiacal wheel starting with Aries, which is a fellow fire sign of Leo's, but Aries is cardinal. Aries kickstarts a season. Aries is here to begin something new. Then we have Leo, which is fixed. So Leo, it's fun to see, to start something the way Aries does. The difficulty is we have to make sure we see it through. Otherwise, what's the point? Well, Leo energy is kind of here to tell us, you know, now is about seeing it through. That summer season, as in that started by Cancer, now is being seen through by Leo, which is continuing it and this process. And it's very important. It's a very important energy. And this is something as well that's very strong about Leo. Leo has that capacity. On top of that, what I wanted to talk about is there's something really powerful related to Leo energy, which is what I call identity and life purpose. I think what I love about Leo and Leo season is that it's kind of a time of the year where I feel as an astrologer, it's bringing us to the idea of developing an identity of self that's powerful and healthy, allowing other parts of our psyche to function in a harmonious and adequate way. Because Leo has a goal. Leo has a reason to be. Leo needs that. It's an energy that needs that. And there's also something else which I really like to mention here about identity and life purpose associated with Leo energy is Leo energy has a need to find a reason and a motivation, a key motivation to life. I truly deeply believe this. And this is strong, something that's very powerful in, for example, fire signs. Some earth signs would have a little bit of that too, but it's really, really striking in that Leo energy. Leo energy is all about vitality. It's that need to have and harness positive vitality, you know, feeling alive, bubbly, healthy, in order to be able to accomplish that life purpose, which is for Leo, for example, to be seen. And it's one of those beautiful archetypes that's all about personal expression. Yes, usually communication will be connected to air signs, but here with Leo, it's a different kind of communication. It's personal expression, the development of the capacity to express yourself, express what you're feeling inside, but express it on the outside. It's creative energy. That's why a lot of artists end up being Leos, because there's that sense of, you know, being able to create something and express yourself through that creative process and learn step by step how to express yourself. I think this season is deeply also about learning to find an audience that will love and that will welcome what we have to offer. Really learn to let go of the people that will not applaud you. I think there's a strong, strong, strong thing to say here is as a Leo, if you have Leo energy in your chart, or if you don't, then throughout Leo season, we are all invited to learn to express ourselves clearly and our personality in an open way and being okay with the fact that there will be people that will love what we do, and that is wonderful, but there will be people that will not enjoy what we do, and that is okay. That is okay, you know? And, you know, let's just go back to basics. Let's go back to what are we actually creating? If you're an artist, for example, or if you're creating some kind of thing, let's just go back to pleasure, you know? And learning to say yes to life is such a Leo thing. And that's also why you will notice that this time of the year is usually very much so connected to the energy of romantic love, you know, that sense of going on holiday, meeting, for example, somebody and having a bit of a summer fling. It's very much so associated with Leo season. And why? Because Leo is also about falling in love. It's that capacity to fall in love, which I think is quite beautiful in a sense. And but I think what I really want also to touch on related to Leo season is that sense that we have to also be careful not to sacrifice all the other needs of our psyche. For example, the need to be loved or the need for spirituality. In the unique goal to serve our ego, because Leo is connected to the sun rules Leo. And the sun, what is the sun in astrology? It's also our basic ego, our most basic identity. The ego is our sun sign. And that means Leo is deeply connected to that energy and that sense of ego. So here it's important to remember that we have to be careful not to place all our focus on the ego alone. It's important also to understand during this season that us, you know, all of us, you know, becoming the constant center of attention, you know, it should not stop you from, how can I explain that in a way that makes sense? Don't allow yourself to fall too deeply in a royal, regal attitude. Sometimes that can be a shadow side of Leo energy. So, you know, don't become a prima donna. Don't become too needy or too spoiled. It's very important that this quest for recognition, love, admiration really doesn't become obsessive. And, you know, I think that we are also deeply reminded during Leo season that it's not about being solely focused on other people's perception of ourselves. Leo has sometimes a bit of a tendency to really crave being applauded and being recognized, you know, and it's a beautiful aspect of Leo. Leo is the showman. Leo is that energy of, you know, being able to entertain people, bringing joy, positivity. It's that charismatic, fiery energy. But at the same time, sometimes there can be tricky aspects to it. And one of them is Leo being deeply connected to the inner child. Leo is our inner child. And that's why if I was to suggest some kind of activity that would be great for you to harness Leo season is to do anything that connects you to your inner child and that honors it. Honoring your inner child this season is going to be very powerful. I have just changed my wallpaper on my phone screen just for Leo season. And what did I do? I put in a photograph of myself when I was 3 years old as a way to connect with that three-year-old Silvana and really try to, every time that I look at her and look at that picture of her, I'm like, today I'm going to do something that would make my three-year-old self happy or proud or excited. And that's, I think, a beautiful way to harness that. But at the same time, we have to be careful that we do have to grow up and become adults. And Leo is that part of the zodiacal season where we start to transition into teenage years, young adulthood of some kind. So, you know, don't always look for the easy route or pleasure, because that could be a trap. If you're somebody, you know, that tends to do that, I'm here to remind you that Leo season is also a reminder of that, you know. And to fall in love for the sake of falling in love, I understand it, there's a beauty in it, but at the same time, be careful not for it to become overly, I guess, what's the word for this in English? I suppose don't let it be, it has to be genuine. That's what I'm trying to say. But then on the other side, I think what's really beautiful about this time is definitely to work, especially for the people that do not have any Leo placements in their birth chart, like myself. If you're in that category, welcome to the club. That is absolutely fine. But I think we also have lessons to learn, such as the fact that we are invited now to try to step out of shyness and really harness that self-confidence. Leo season is here to invite us, to remind us that we are capable of realizing our life mission, life purpose, whatever that is for you, whatever that word means to you, and to play a role that we are born for, you know? And it's not easy to maintain a mental balance and a healthy one, you know, especially if you're not entirely sure of your core identity and of who you are. But I'm here to remind you that that is okay, you know. This season, try to do your best to step into your creativity. Allow yourself to understand that you are as creative as everybody else. We are creatures that are creative. I love that. We are creative creatures. All of us. All of us. And, you know, don't be necessarily looking too much at what's happening out there. Don't allow yourself to fall into comparison mode. You know, just step into it and see what comes out, you know, and allow yourself to enjoy that process. Allow yourself to have fun. This is the season of fun. This is the season of going out with your friends, having, you know, if you drink, you know, have a cocktail. If you don't, that's okay. Go out to have a cup of coffee, you know, and just enjoy life and enjoy the small things. And, you know, when we grow up, I think it's very sad, but unfortunately it is the truth. We are being taught that because we are now adults, there's no room for tantrums, or there's no room for saying exactly what we think, because we have to people please, because we have to conform to society, because we have to fit in that box. It just drains me just thinking about it, but what can we do? The idea is, during this time, I really strongly invite you to reject all of that and to open yourself to receive and nurture that child deep within you. And not to be afraid of your feelings, of interpersonal relationships, and opening your heart to others. You know, try to take this Leo season as a beautiful time to ask yourself, how can you find a healthy and clear identity about who you are? Especially now in these weird times, there's a lot going on. I've touched on it a little bit on Instagram in my last video, but we have at the moment a conjunction that's very rare that's happening between Uranus, Mars, and the North Node. It can shake a lot of things for a lot of people. This is a very tense time we're currently in. But how can we make the most out of it? It's by tapping in into that Leo energy. Make time and focus the right resources to nourish your identity. Find what is needed for you to be motivated, full of energy, and healthy. Find a way to express yourself and to use that self-expression in a good way and to become creative in your own way. For me, this is what Leo season is all about. That can be by doing something different, doing something new, doing something that you've been putting aside because you have been saying to yourself, you have no time, you have no time. Well, now is the time to do it. You know, something that maybe you've decided that you wouldn't do anymore because now you're too old or because now you're becoming a serious adult and it would not be right for you to do that. Find a way to express yourself on a personal level, to bring out inner feelings in outer ways, if that makes sense. Find ways to enjoy and take pleasure to be alive, to have fun, to celebrate. Because there's plenty of things that deserve to be celebrated. If you're somebody that is struggling with the idea of gratitude, and that whole concept is hard for you to implement, how can you do that during Leo season? Because Leo season is really the season of gratitude. Let's just put it that way. That's when the beautiful fruits are out and, you know, juicy and ripe and ready to be ate after they've grown for so long. Finally, we can reap the fruits of our labor. This is Leo season. So try to focus on spending time doing things that make you enjoy life, that remind you that life is beautiful. And that no matter what happens, no matter what we go through, there is beauty in it. There absolutely is. It can be in the smallest things, the most minute things. Find a way to fall in love with yourself. I think this is also something really deeply powerful about Leo. And Leo archetype and Leo energy is Leo, as much as Leo searches, looks for attention and love and appreciation and acceptance, there's also a sense that Leo appreciates it, itself. Leo loves itself. And I know it's not something that comes easy to all of us. To some of us, it's more difficult even to comprehend how to do that. But you have to remind yourself that Leo is also about falling in love. But how can you fall in love with somebody if you do not love yourself first? These two are deeply correlated. Whichever way you want to work with first, but one is going to lead to the other. They're both interconnected. I believe that Leo season is also about finding a way for all of us to fall in love with ourselves, with other people, but with life too. To find a way to recreate a feeling of first time in something that is well established. To me, speaks Leo energy. So during this time, I would strongly recommend, maybe trying new things, doing new things, or things you haven't done in a long time because you've said that it's not serious, it wouldn't make sense. How could I do this? People are going to judge me. I'm too old for this or that. You know, try to embrace Leo season as a way to dive into this back again. You know, because you will find excitement, pleasure in it, I am convinced, deeply. And if I was to mention crystals that I love to work with during Leo season, that really allow me, for example, as someone that has zero Leo placements in my natal chart, to really harness that energy, it's definitely going to be number one, sunstone. Sunstone is a huge one. Sunstone, as the name suggests, really embraces the energy of the sun. It's that energy that is all about confidence and shining bright and being authentic and unapologetic, which is Leo energy in a nutshell. So yeah, definitely that would be one. Then I like to also mention, for instance, peridot. Peridot is beautiful. It's definitely a different kind of energy. Peridot is very much so usually known as a crystal of prosperity and wealth. But for Leo season, I like to work with it because it's all about compassion. Compassion for the self, compassion for others, but also it brings out balance to the emotion and the mind. It's very much so about bringing delight to life. It's about creativity. You know, definitely any kind of growth, happiness, bringing the best version of ourselves to the forefront. Literally, that's what peridot is all about. So definitely I love to work with this beautiful green gem, and the color of peridot is just absolutely stunning. I love it. Another option would be pyrite. Obviously, pyrite is that golden shiny stone which looks like gold, nicknamed fool's gold. It's beautiful. It's very masculine energy. Fire is typically considered a masculine element because it's very active. It's polarities, not genders here we're on about, just to be clear. But yeah, pyrite really holds that sense of moving forward, getting things done, stepping in, embodying that ambitious energy, and definitely, yeah, connected to creativity, wealth in every aspect of life, not just money, but every aspect of life. And then what else? Well, I would say definitely something like tiger's eye makes a lot of sense. Tiger's eye, which is about that confidence, hope, being connected to our inner tiger, our inner lion. So being a trailblazer, very much so in that energy. Sorry, someone's at me now. We'll just turn this off. We're nearly done. And then I like to recommend a lot of other crystals, but we won't go through them all. Definitely something like carnelian is great because it really connects us to our sacral chakra, which is all about creativity, passion, wonderful that way. Other than that, smoky quartz is great for stabilizing us, especially if you are Leo and you tend to get a little bit all over the place and you need a little bit of that grounding, protective energy. Definitely smoky quartz. It's also a stone of leadership, responsibility, so wonderful, wonderful choice for Leo season. And after all, we said at the beginning, you know, there's a strong sense of connecting with love. And because of that, I have to mention a stone like Morganite for that sense of deep, unconditional, universal love connection, bringing an emotional balance to our system and just inner peace and care and nurturing, deeply, deeply nurturing gem for sure. So that is a few examples. One last, because I just feel it's very appropriate, it's going to be ruby and zoisite. I like ruby and zoisite because it combines both the very fiery aspect of ruby, which is very much passionate, that very impulsive energy, but at the same time with zoisite, it's much more grounded. It's much more connected to, putting through that passion in a way that is going to be rooted in stability and purpose and, channeling it in an efficient way, if that makes sense. And of course, I mean, I could go on and on. There's citrine, which is very much that shining like a sunshine, you know, which is what Leo does best. Definitely, we have red jasper, which is very much about vitality and power, you know, like there's a lot, you know, there's leopard skin jasper, which is again willpower, stamina, strength, energy, and so on and so forth. There is a lot here. That is just a couple of examples, so that if you happen to have any of those gemstones yourself, I would definitely recommend wearing them, working with them during this time. Just to really connect with everything we've just touched on today and make the most out of Leo season. So I think I'm going to leave it to this today. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you haven't done it yet, please make sure you subscribe or follow the podcast on the platform you are listening it on. And if you can, it would be wonderful if you could leave us a review. That would be well appreciated, and it helps the podcast to keep evolving and growing. It's very important for us. It would be greatly appreciated. And if you have enjoyed this episode, please feel free to share about it on socials and make sure you tag us at julesandgems.shop. It'll be my absolute pleasure to respond to, and it would really make my day. And if you have anything to share with me regarding this episode, what your insights are, what came through to you, or just, you know, anything in particular that you would like me to approach or talk about in the future on this podcast, feel free to send me a DM. Again, on Instagram is probably the best, at julesandgems.shop. I wish you guys a beautiful, beautiful day, and I will be talking to you soon. Bye, guys.